Good Wednesday. Today is September the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, today I'm joined by Denny Vinacutter. He is the newest member of the National Corn Growers Association Board. We're going to get an update on some of the things that National Corn Growers is focused on, especially in this time of low commodity prices. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Denny Vinacutter. Denny is an Ohio farmer, also one of the newest board members with the National Corn Growers Association. Denny, curious, as we take a look, an interesting group that really covers a lot of different aspects of corn. What was one of your maybe thoughts as you had the opportunity to serve on the NCGA board?
Well, I've been around the Ohio corn and wheat for probably 15 years now. I've served on the checkoff and been on the association now for the past 6 years or so. And I just felt it's a good opportunity to help Ohio kind of have a voice in what's going on in national corn growers and just being around it for that, I want to bring my experience that I've learned and help share that along with national level.
Well, a lot of leadership has come from the Buckeye State and turned and served on NCGA's board and held leadership positions there. As you look at your role there, what are some of the big topics or issues you say that are going to be important for NCGA to address?
Well, first thing, we got to get year-round E15 solved. I mean, we've been battling this for a long time, and that's the top of the list right now, is to try to get that over the finish line.
Other things that are making news, obviously, trade issues with trying to just find more demand. Thoughts on that?
Well, maybe you heard today, we're still setting this year, we're still going to set a record in the most corn we traded, have exported in this country. So we're doing good. We just got to keep plugging away at finding maybe some more domestic uses here in the States as far as maybe SAF, sustainable aviation fuel and that. So that's what we got to keep on working on, is trying to find more uses and keep exporting.
Well, you mentioned E15, unleaded 88, things like that, important for ethanol. Sounds like a lot of ethanol opportunities going forward as well.
It is. I mean, we just got to keep growing that market. Not just in this country, as we heard today from U.S. Grains Council, we have other opportunities in other countries where other countries are starting to import ethanol from the United States and for their fuel supply. So that's another bright spot, is, maybe we'll grow some of that market in other countries. So produce it here, add value to it, and send it to other countries.
My guest again today, Denny Vinacutter, a Putnam County farmer currently serving as a board member of the National Corn Growers Association. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, the USDA is forecasting a higher net farm income. The 2025 net farm income is projected to be higher, but the median farm income remains in the red. And with an injection of government payments and strong livestock prices, USDA has reported net farm income projected to increase nearly 41% in 2025. That despite financial challenges facing crop producers. USDA's Economic Research Service released an updated look at farm income and finances. Considered a broad measure of profits, net farm income is forecast at $179.5 billion for this year. That's up $52 billion or 40.7% higher than it was last year. If the net farm income holds, it would be the second highest recorded following $197.7 billion back in 2022. Yet the good news for the overall agriculture economy masks some challenges in the sector, especially for crop producers. The USDA also projected a typical farm household will lose money on its farm operation in 2025. Now, the top-tier driver for higher net farm income would be direct government payments, which are projected at $40.5 billion in 2025. That's a $30.4 billion increase from last year, and government payments are the highest since 2020, the height of the pandemic. Congress last year provided farmers with $10 billion in economic aid. USDA's Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP. So far, USDA has paid out $8 billion in ECAP payments to 559,585 producers, that according to the USDA website. Now, along with that, Congress provided nearly $22 billion for natural disaster losses in 2023 and 24, which became the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, and so far about $4.76 billion has been paid to nearly 329,500 farmers. Payments for conservation programs also rose to $4.8 billion, that up 10.3% from 2024, with the higher payments from the Natural Resources Conservation Service programs, and still the traditional Farm Bill commodity programs were a small slice of income overall at $550.4 million this year, relatively unchanged from the past. Now, when we take a look at livestock, farm cash receipts for livestock producers are forecast to linger $300 billion in 2025, or 11.2% higher than last year, topping that $298.6 billion for cattle, eggs, hogs, broilers, and turkeys. Cash receipts for cattle and calves are expected to increase by $17.7 billion, or the equivalent of 15.7%, with the strongest prices continuing to offset the smaller cattle herd. Hog receipts are forecast to increase $2.6 billion, that being an increase of 9.5%, and cash receipts for eggs are expected to grow by $7.5 billion, or 35.4%, the highest of any sector. Now, broiler income is going to increase $1.6 billion, or 3.5%. Dairy is the one livestock sector that saw a slight decline, the receipts dropping $500 million, or about 1% this year. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.